Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this May 1st, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here, welcoming onto the show our great friend, Allison Dairyland's own Haley Heintzel. Haley, how are you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me today.
We love talking with you, Haley. And for many, many years, we've been able to hang out with the Allison Dairyland. And we've really been enjoying getting to know you and working with you. It's been a blast. I hope you've been enjoying the time in your reign here and appreciate the topics we've been able to focus on. Today, we're going to get into Wisconsin dairy farmers. Earth Day is every day. Great topic, Haley. I like this one.
Yes, very relevant. We just recently celebrated Earth Day a couple weeks ago. Earth Month was just in April. But for our Wisconsin dairy farmers, Earth Day really is every day. They are always thinking about sustainability and putting sustainability first. When we think about sustainability, I like to split it into three major pillars. The first one is environmental. That's the obvious one that everyone really cares a lot about. But when it comes to our farms, we're also thinking about financial sustainability and community sustainability as well. We want to make sure that our farms are financially able to keep going, and our farmers also love to give back to their communities, especially during June Dairy Month, which is coming up very soon.
Yeah, we're gearing up for that. Haley, some really interesting stats that you sent over that I thought were noteworthy to this, certainly. When we talk about sustainability, the percentage of Wisconsin dairy farms that are family-owned, that one right there I thought was a great place to start.
Absolutely an incredible statistic. That's 99% of our dairy farms are family-owned. Many of those are multi-generational farms. I've been on farms that are 5th, 6th, 7th, even 8th generation dairy farms. And multiple generations are often working on the same farm together. Grandparents with grandchildren, parents with their own children. And that's one of the really big reasons that farmers focus so hard on sustainability and have been for generations. We wouldn't have those multi-generational farms around if farmers didn't care so much about caring for the cows and the soil and the planet.
And Haley, you know, when it comes to getting the information and the resources that these farmers use, that's just as interesting too, whether we're talking about the tech industry or nutritionalists or any of the above.
Yes, farmers certainly are not alone. They have a huge team behind them helping to support our dairy farms in Wisconsin and making sure that our farmers know exactly what they need to be doing. Over 80% of Wisconsin dairy farmers work with a nutritionist for their cow's nutrition program. This is actually because cows are very unique in the way that they eat. They have one stomach with four compartments. They can eat a lot of things that we can't necessarily get all of the nutrients out of, things like grass, but also waste products from other industries like cotton hulls and brewer's grains or distiller's grains, things that they can that we can't eat that they can then digest and turn into products we can use, like dairy or beef. And so they're going to work with a nutritionist to ensure that the cow's diet is completely balanced. And then on top of that, 80% of farmers are also producing 80% of their feed for their own cattle. So they're actually growing the feed that they're giving to their cows right on their own land.
That's incredible. Some really interesting stats. And I could barely handle having one stomach. I couldn't imagine. That's a lot to go through. This is really interesting about that. And there's more to this, too. Haley, how do Wisconsin's dairy farmers practice sustainability on their farms?
The best way that they can practice sustainability on the farm is taking care of the land. There is a lot that they can control when it comes to our farm fields. Many Wisconsin farmers are using cover crops to protect and enrich the soil on their farms, which keeps the soil nutrient-rich for the crops that they grow for their cows to eat. That means that there's roots in the ground in Wisconsin farm fields all year long. So a lot of us are familiar with seeing corn throughout Wisconsin in the summer and into the fall, but once it's harvested, they're going to be actually replanting in the fall to make sure that none of that soil is going to erode away over the winter time. A lot of our farms are also moving towards no-till or reduced tillage, so they're not disturbing the soil structure, and that's really good for soil health and also good for the worms that are living in the soil too, and really helping to keep those nutrients in the soil and preventing erosion.
Yeah, in addition to that, there's crop-grown feed that they're using a lot too.
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of our farmers are also rotating their crops because they grow a lot of the feed for their own animals. So hay and corn and soybeans, things that our cows are eating. But corn is notorious for loving to suck a lot of nutrients out of the soil. And so if we plant corn in the same field year after year, eventually the corn is going to deplete that soil of all the nutrients. So by rotating where the corn is grown, that can really help keep nutrients in the soil. And another way is with nutrient management plans. What goes into the cow does have to come out eventually, and our farmers are able to use that manure in order to refertilize the land. And a lot of them have management plans that are worked on by a team of people in order to ensure that we're putting exactly the right amount of manure exactly where we need it. A lot of our farmers also have buffer strips if they are farming near waterways. That's going to catch any potential runoff because our farmers care a lot about water as well. Many of our dairy farms are recycling water up to 4 times on their dairy farms before that water hits the field again.
Yeah, it's really interesting about the water conservation that and the practices being done by our dairy farmers.
Yes, and it's really, really important. Our dairy cows drink up to a bathtub full of water every single day, but there's also a lot of different ways we need water on our farms, and we need water for our communities as well. So being really aware of how much water we're using is super important, but also protecting the water that's around our farms. Wisconsin has over 28 dairy farmer-led watershed groups that are protecting hundreds of thousands of acres of land and water in Wisconsin. Many dairy farmers are involved in these groups to care for their local waterways and water supply.
Farmers are also sustainability students and researchers.
Yes, farmers are always continuing to learn. There's many programs available to them to continue learning more about sustainability. They are doing what is the best available right now, but they're always looking for what is next when it comes to sustainability. A lot of our farmers volunteer to participate in research as well that helps protect water quality through a Wisconsin program called Discovery Farms. Farmers are also regularly attending classes and reading educational materials to continuously improve farm practices. The Discovery Farms is a program through the University of Wisconsin that farmers can volunteer for. It uses equipment that's placed right in the field to understand how the farm's crop practices can affect water quality. This partnership means that farmers are scientists and students, and UW researchers are also learning directly from farmers. Discovery Farms volunteer farms are located all over Wisconsin, so we can understand how to best match farming practices with unique characteristics of different areas in the state. A dairy farm way up in the Bayfield-Ashland area is going to be completely different from one down in Waukesha, and we want to make sure we're meeting the needs of all of our farmers across Wisconsin.
You know, it's one of these things that to somebody from the outside looking in, it's so fascinating to me, all of the things we've been talking about. But I think one of the most interesting and honestly cool things about it is the sharing of information, the rising tide raising all boats, and how much of this comes down to certainly, you know, doing what farmers do, but also doing it with the earth, working with the planet, working with other farmers and other farms, all of this interconnected. It makes sense when you look down and see that the earth's all connected, but we weren't always the best at this. Farmers more and more over the last couple of decades really have really embraced this of sharing information, of sharing data, and being students as much as teachers.
100%. Wisconsin really is setting the bar when it comes to dairy science research and sustainability research for our Wisconsin dairy farms. One of the ways we really do that is through a special program called the Dairy Innovation Hub, which works with the University of Wisconsin campuses, UW-River Falls, UW-Platteville, and UW-Madison to help fund research to forward our dairy industry. They focus on 4 priority areas: land and water, farm business and community, animal health and welfare, and human health and nutrition. So that human health and nutrition category is affecting all Wisconsinites. But the great thing about this research is that it is really setting the bar across the U.S. Other states are looking to Wisconsin for cutting-edge research that we have here. And if you want to learn more about that program, you can visit dairyinnovationhub.wisc.edu. And if you're a college student out there or want to do research one day, they are a great place to look. They have tons of research programs going on.
Yeah, shout out to UW, doing some great work. And a shout out to this state. I'm so glad that we get the chance to talk to you, Haley, and put attention to something like this, where everything I was saying about farmers, Wisconsin has taken on when it comes to being called the dairy state. That's not just a tagline. That's something that they're looking to enhance, not just for us, but for the industry, which is really, really unique and cool. And so much of what we talked about is interesting, and I imagine people are wanting to learn more. Where can we go to find out more information about dairy sustainability? You gave gave us a great one in the hub that you told us about. Are there other websites or resources we can use, Haley?
Absolutely. Sustainability is something you could 100% get a college degree in. There's a lot of information that I shared today, but you can always learn more. A great place to start is wisconsindairy.org/sustainability. And if you want to help support the sustainability of our dairy farmers in store, the best way is to look for the Proudly Wisconsin Dairy or Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge and the number 55 in the plant code on all of your fluid milk packaging. There's also June Dairy Month coming up right around the corner, a full month of celebrating all the hard work our Wisconsin dairy farmers do all year long. That's a great way our farmers are giving back to that community sustainability. You can visit wisconsindairy.org/June Dairy Month to learn more and see where there's a June Dairy Breakfast near you. I will be scattered throughout a lot of them throughout the state. I'm very excited to be meeting a lot of Wisconsinites throughout my last month as Alice.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. That's where I wanted to kind of wrap up, Haley. Or it feels like we just get to know you and then you're gone. But that's the job, and we understand that's how it is. And certainly we'll look forward to the next Alice. But we have really, really enjoyed getting to know you and hanging out with you, Haley. You're amazing. When it comes to what you're up to next, do you have a new next spot you're going to be?
I will actually be in La Crosse for a little bit next week. Oh, this Friday, I'm going to be in some Medford area schools. This month, really in May, we're focusing on a lot of classroom visits right now because all of those classes are going to be ending pretty soon. Mm. All the students are graduating for the summer. So I've been in schools. Our fourth graders doing expedition agriculture. And then I've also gotten to go into some upper middle school and high school classes talking about beef and potatoes. So I'll be doing some harvest parties for our younger students who have been growing potatoes all year. I'm also doing some nutrition classes for potatoes and beef, some cooking demonstrations, things like that I'm very excited for. You can always see what I'm up to by heading to Facebook and Instagram and looking up Alice in Dairyland. I'm always doing something fun and new in agriculture. And you can also head to aliceindairyland.com. You know, I only have about 2 months left, but you can definitely request our 78th Alice in Dairyland to your event. We'll be selecting her on May 17th.
Cannot wait. We're looking forward to it. And Haley, I don't know. Are we going to talk to you at least one more time, aren't we?
Yes, I will have one more time in June. Good. And then next time in July will be our 78th Alice in Dairyland.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to hanging out again. And thank you for everything, Haley, for you doing for our state and hanging out with us here. Safe travels out there. We'll talk again real soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And be listening for more Rapids Report coming up right here at WFHR.com.